Sometimes I honestly struggle to believe Caroline Levitt is a real person. She is asking us not to believe our eyes and ears in regards to Donald Trump's disaster speech in Davos, Switzerland, early this morning. Honestly, I'm getting worried about Caroline at this point. Like, is she living in an alternate reality where she sees different things all day, and then her job is to spin that back to us? If somebody lied this much 300 years ago, like if everything they said was just incongruent with reality, they would literally check her off as mentally insane. That's not being edgy. That's just how Caroline comes off when she is constantly gaslighting. It doesn't help that last month she wore the exact same outfit as the infamous North Korean propagandist Ri Chun-Li. I'm not even joking. Look at pink and black and white, and you see basically the exact same outfit being worn by Caroline Levitt. But on to the actual substance. Caroline Levitt is gaslighting her ass off after Donald Trump's speech in Davos, Switzerland, and once again asking us not to believe our eyes and ears. Donald Trump's speech was a unique mess because while flying to Davos the first time, Air Force One had a technical difficulty and had to fly back to Maryland, landed, Trump boarded Air Force One, then landed in Davos 2 to 3 hours late, very tired, very irate, and not very sharp. He's not usually sharp, but I guess he wasn't tired enough to reach back into the depths of his demented mind and pull out every single conspiracy theory at the worst possible time. He was on stage talking about the 2020 election being stolen, making up conspiracy theories about Greenland, but the one moment that is going uniquely viral is when Donald Trump called Greenland Iceland multiple times. This dude can't even do imperialism right without getting the name entirely wrong. It is embarrassing. So then, after Trump leaves the stage and all the world leaders are scratching their heads like, what the hell did we just watch? Caroline Levitt comes out on Twitter a few hours later and says, Donald Trump never said Iceland. He never said it. You guys are all lying. Well, guess what? We have the clips of Donald Trump saying Iceland. I just want to point out, this is like the second time over the past 30 days that the Trump administration has asked us not just to suspend our belief, but not to believe our own eyes and ears. George Orwell, 1984, the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. You're going to notice that Caroline Levitt does that today, and she's also been doing that in regards to Renee Nicole Good. We have the video of Renee Nicole Good getting shot, getting murdered in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Caroline Levitt comes out and says this after.
And this administration will continue to stand wholeheartedly by the brave men and women of ICE, including that officer in Minneapolis who was absolutely justified in using self-defense against a lunatic who was part of a group, an organized group, to interject and to impede on law enforcement operations. And it's disgusting.
Wait. So the 37-year-old mother with stuffed animals in her car was the one who was a part of the violent organized group, but the ICE officers with masks and guns who have apparently total immunity, they're not the organized violent group. Listen, we obviously need some sort of interior immigration enforcement, but we had one before ICE. We had a system to, you know, enforce our interior immigration laws before ICE. And even for the first decade or so of ICE, like under Obama, it was not like this. So there are ways to enforce these laws without doing what Caroline Levitt is saying. But the entire point here is that Caroline Levitt can't step in front of the camera without just completely lying. Let me return back to this photo. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe if you see the resemblance, first of all, and if you appreciate the work that we do on the Adam Mockler channel to continue pushing the truth in a time when Caroline Levitt is lying and snapping at White House briefings. This one happened about a week ago when she again asks you to lie to yourself about Renee Nicole Good.
Earlier, you were just defending ICE agents generally, and earlier on, Secretary Nunn spoke to the media, and she said, among other things, that they are doing everything correctly. 32 people died in ICE custody last year. 170 U.S. citizens were detained by ICE. And Renee Good was shot in the head and killed by an ICE agent. How does that equate to them doing everything correctly?
Why was Renee Good unfortunately and tragically killed?
Are you asking me my opinion? Because an ICE agent acted recklessly and killed her unjustifiably.
Oh, okay. So you're a biased reporter with a left-wing opinion.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, because you're a left-wing hack. You're not a reporter. You're posing in this room as a journalist. And it's so clear by the premise of your question. And you and the people in the media who have such biases, but...
Is it just me or is this entire administration spiraling right now? Everybody in the administration is asking you not to believe your eyes regarding the economy, which they grade an A++++++, but most Americans are struggling. They're asking you not to believe your eyes regarding the Epstein files, regarding Renee Nicole Good, regarding the wars that Donald Trump is trying to start, and now what Trump said behind the podium today in Davos, Switzerland. That brings us to today. Before I even play you the clip of Donald Trump confusing Greenland and Iceland multiple times, let me read you this post that he just made. He said, based on a very productive meeting that I have had with the Secretary General of NATO, Mark Rutte, we have formed the framework of a future deal with respect to Greenland and, in fact, the entire Arctic region. I'm pretty sure NATO and Mark Rutte and all the NATO guys just tricked Donald Trump by explaining what NATO was to him. I think they sat him down and they were like, all right, listen, what if we got together all of the most developed and the strongest countries and we form a little bit of an alliance in our hemisphere and we all kind of use our military might, combine it, and make sure that we're protecting Greenland and Denmark by putting our forces there. What if all of these countries put separate forces on the island of Greenland, and then that protects Greenland? And Trump's like, wait a minute, that's a joint security force. Maybe we could have just relied on NATO and done this with a fucking phone call, not threaten them with military force over and over and over. But to back up, News Nation reporter Libby Dean tweets out, during his World Economic Forum remarks, President Trump appeared to mix up Greenland and Iceland around three times. Caroline Levitt then quote tweets that and says, no, he didn't, Libby. His written remarks referred to Greenland as a piece of ice because that's what it is. You're the only one mixing anything up here. She then posts a photo of Greenland and then a piece of ice underneath it. But the thing is, we have it on camera. Donald Trump said three times Iceland instead of Greenland. Listen.
I don't know that they'd be there for us. They're not there for us on Iceland, that I can tell you. I mean, our stock market took the first dip yesterday because of Iceland. So Iceland's already cost us a lot of money. But that dip is peanuts compared to what it's gone up.
He said it three times in that clip. He said Iceland cost us a lot of money. He said our stock market took a dip because of Iceland. Very, very clearly.
Because of Iceland. So Iceland's already cost us a lot of money.
Okay, now let's return back to what Caroline Levitt says. She says, no, he didn't. His written remarks referred to Greenland as a piece of ice because that's what it is. Notice how she says his written remarks. That's not what he did when he spoke, though. He went off script very clearly. Caroline says, you're the only one mixing anything up here. This is just a desperate attempt. And notice everyone calling him out. I see the first reply calling him out. Then Brett Mycelis, this is incredibly pathetic. Then stop lying. Shameless liar. It doesn't matter what was in his written remarks. It's what he said. Look at, okay, we have everybody out in full force pushing back on Caroline Levitt. But Jesus, the shameless lying here is honestly next level. She posted a photo of a piece of ice off the coast of Greenland and then claims that that's what Donald Trump was referring to when he said Iceland. Lord have mercy. Maybe she should go back to melting down on reporters who are asking normal, genuine questions rather than, I don't know, melting down on reporters who are pointing out that Donald Trump is demented. Imagine if Biden had done this on the world stage three times in a row. Now, Biden had his mistakes and his fumbles, and he would put his foot in his mouth a lot. He was kind of known for that, especially near the end of his presidency. Yes, it got bad. The way Biden was speaking oftentimes was, you know, super slow at a certain point. But it is different with Trump. This is next level psychosis. It is like idiocy compounded by QAnon forums, compounded by this dude always like huffing paint or sniffing Sharpies because he's always walking out just demented, and also maybe taking Adderall while also cognitively declining. All of this combines to have a president who is akin to a mad king that is trying to take over Greenland. And if you want more context, watch my video earlier of me breaking down his speech where he stuns basically the entire world in the entire room. This guy's losing his mind, and Caroline Levitt will continue to act like the North Korean news anchor, the propagandist, as Donald Trump loses his mind. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.